Women's March co-founder slams AG Daniel Cameron, sellout Negro. By Penny Starr on September 28, 2020. Tamika Mallory, a left-wing activist who helped launch the anti-Trump Women's March, is attacking the first black attorney general in Kentucky, calling him a sellout Negro of the sort that supported the slave trade in the United States. Daniel Cameron is being trashed by Mallory and other leftists who claim it is his fault the grand jury investigation into the death of Breonna Taylor, in an exchange of gunfire between her boyfriend and police during the execution of search warrant, did not result in the criminal indictment of the three officers involved. A grand jury indicted one officer, Detective Brett Hankison, for wanton endangerment for allegedly firing into neighboring apartments. The two other officers involved, Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly and Detective Miles Cosgrove, were not charged. Mallory said Cameron, who was close to tears during the press conference announcing the results of the investigation, compared him to sellout Negroes who took part in the transatlantic slave trade. Daniel Cameron is no different than the sellout Negroes that sold our people into slavery and helped white men to capture our people and to abuse them and traffic them, while our women were raped, while our men were raped by savages, Mallory said. You are a coward, you are a sellout, Tamika Mallory said in Louisville on Friday. We have no respect for you. Mallory read a statement that she claimed Cameron released thanking the Kentucky Fraternal Order of Police for their endorsement of his campaign last year. To the men and women in blue, I pledge to be your advocate and your voice every day, Mallory read. He's a man of his word as it relates to his relationship to police. He protected the police, Mallory said. He is an advocate for police. He is there to be their voice. All of our skin folk ain't our kinfolk, Mallory said. And you do not belong to black people at all. As Breitbart News reported, Cameron expressed great sorrow for the death of Taylor at the press conference. An unidentified reporter asked him, what do you say to people who say this is just another example of the black community not getting full justice? What specifically do you plan to do to calm a community that's long been hurting, and do you understand that, sick, angry that people might feel? I certainly understand the pain that has been brought about by the tragic loss of Miss Taylor, Cameron said. I understand that as an attorney general who is responsible for all 120 counties in terms of being chief legal officer, chief law enforcement officer. I understand that, Cameron said. I understand that as a black man how painful this is. Which is why it is so incredibly important to make sure we did everything that we possibly could to uncover every fact. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.